Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lima, you and your wife are just a couple of losers.
You're telling me.
Yesterday was her birthday. But what did you get her?
What didn't I get her, Kenny? Let's just say that in addition to all the big ticket items, I got a $35 worth of scratch-off tickets.
Okay.
Some small ticket items.
A lot of small ticket items. That added up.
To $35.
I was looking for something. She actually likes these. I found out over time. And she just enjoys the tedium of it. So I went downstairs. And I went to my guy who knows how to get things downstairs, Kenny. Mm-hmm. And I said, just get me 35. Well, I started with 25. And then I saw what was in his hands. And I'm like, let's go up to 35. Want this to take as much time as humanly possible for her to scratch off. So we got a haul. I don't know how many there were there like 8 to 10 of these? There's bingo. There's all these different games, some of which take even longer than the others. So I would say over two sittings, because the kids were annoying. Over two sittings, this probably took her over a half hour to do.
I have a little bone to pick. This isn't all you got her, though, right?
No.
This seems to be the easy gift for the, like, the brother-in-law. I know my brother-in-law has gotten me the, when you don't really know what to get someone, it's an easy thing.
And in most cases, they're also where you can get the cards.
The difference is...
Guys always forget about the cards.
The difference is when I am receiving those gifts or giving them, it's usually out of my household. This is just money. You might as well just be buying these for yourself.
Exactly right.
Yep.
You're 100% right. But well, she does have fun doing it. The actual act of doing it.
Oh, the scratch-offs are fun. Yeah. I mean, odds are you'll have fun. Mm-hmm.
Not our odds.
This is where you made the mistake, though. Did you buy from different rolls?
No, I just told him, put together, almost like going to the flower and put together a bunch
You did buy from different rolls.
Well, I don't even know the terminology.
Get some baby's breath on there.
This is all new to
me. When you have scratch-off tickets, right? How is this new to you? Your parents didn't play the lottery growing up?
They did. I just didn't pay attention. It wasn't me buying.
Like your whole life has been playing the lottery, Anthony.
No, they did the scratch-offs and they did the numbers. And they knew every birthday. From every family member.
I remember the one time they won like $1,500. I couldn't believe it.
That's a big deal.
I was shocked that they actually won the lottery. I don't think my dad's played it in years. Anyway, you messed up. One, well, I can't tell you that part because that'd be giving it away. Two, you got to buy it from the same roll. If you just take it from different rolls, odds are you ain't going to win. So if it's...
Well, why is that?
Because it's on a roll, they make it. 216-474-0092. If you guys think I'm wrong, but I know I'm right on this.
These people will know.
If you have a game called The Slippery Wizard, and then you have a game called...
Slippery Sevens.
Red-Faced Fat Drunk, and then you have a game called Guy from Oklahoma, and you put them all three... I don't know what the name after Mitch. If you call
Dennis 6969.
Dennis 6969. And you put all four there. And I go, give me one of each. Your odds are lower. If I take...
Okay, is that mathematically true?
If you take four from the same roll, you're bound to hit.
So here's why I'm asking. Like, if you were to go into a casino and you're looking for the hot machine or whatever, and you decide to stay at the, quote, hot machine or the hot roulette wheel, and you just sit there for an hour... Is it really the same odds as doing that or going to six different machines every 10 minutes?
So you think that's crazy, but you should buy from the same roll. Yes. Those are the same thing.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They live in the same family.
No, they're not. Because it's computerized, and so your computer system when you're running slots is always going to change. The thought process of the computer is always going to change on the odds. When it comes to paper, printed is printed.
How do you think they put the numbers on? It's not just a guy in a back room going... Okay, I'm going to put seven but here so, and four no, here you guys and 38
aren't seeing it. You guys aren't seeing it. If you pick from the one roll, it was already printed out a month ago. So the roll's just sitting there. Boom, 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 boom. So those odds didn't change based on it. And if you know the person...
But how do you know the winners aren't already gone?
You don't. But
let's
you
just do, say roll number 12.
But you also do this.
Yeah, what if they told you that information? Then
so you asking your guy downstairs, like, hey,
you guys want to be winners? You guys just want to sit there and espouse your opinions on your wrong thoughts on the lotto?
I'm ready to listen.
Okay. You are in the red in the Owen Sportsbook, first off. So I wouldn't listen to you
on gambling
or anything. Advice.
Where's Jack Corrigan? Colorado Rockies did it again, baby.
We should get him on the show.
Three straight. After we told them, hey, there's easy money to be made here betting against the Rockies.
You took the Rockies, or you took the Marlins yesterday. I took the Marlins yesterday. We lost.
Yeah, we lost. But I'm saying, you know, we may not be the experts. I thought that would get... I honestly said, I texted somebody. I said, I'm surprised this isn't getting national publicity.
Well, this is the only time we've talked about the Colorado Rockies in the history of the show. All right,
and we've been wrong.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Lou in North Royalton. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Lima, this is what you do. You go in there, you play the newest game, and it's got to be a brand new roll. You know, all the winners are in there. Then you throw, like...
How do you know that? What are you basing that on?
Because this is what I do for a living. This is what I do for a living, Lima.
Okay. Wait, you work for the Ohio Lottery?
You drive around different places, play the lottery?
I don't do...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I buy the lottery. But I play the big numbers. But every time
we're talking
I
to Paul Tapia for a second.
Do you stand on the side of the gas station and scratch?
I do the scratch-offs. The last time I played the scratch-off, they came out with the new Monopoly game. And I played it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I spent maybe like $125, and I won like $300. So
nice. Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah. But it's hard to fathom. You need to play the big ticket scratch-offs, like the $20, $30.
Oh, no, 40, no.
Yeah, you do, because That's where the you're guaranteed the lowest winning scratch off on the big ticket ones is like $50, $60. So you get your money back. It's a hard.
That's how you end up selling your shoes to eat.
Well, yeah, but it's a hard pill to swallow. But that's where the odds are better for you, like on the big ticket, the $20 and above.
I think Sharon Bicknell would call you a whale at this moment.
Yeah, they would.
Lou?
Well, yeah, they would call me a whale. Well, yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. I don't agree with the advice. I'm just telling you, next time you go to do it, do it today. Go spend your money now. Buy it off the same roll. You're going to win something. You're going to win, I think. I'm not going to guarantee you, but I'm going to almost guarantee you. And also, if you know the person who's working the thing, hey, when's the last time someone won on that one? They'll know.
They'll know. Inside information. That's so why, you know the person.
That's why building the rapport with your
attendant
at your service station is so important.
Because that's what a good, if you're running a convenience store, if you know those things, they're going to keep coming to you. I don't need to go to any other convenience store. How many convenience stores do you pass on your way to work? A trillion?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones do you stop at? You want to stop at one. People you trust. People you know. So you ask them, and if they tell you and you end up hitting, why would I go anywhere else? Why would I go anywhere else but you?
You tip them like they're a blackjack dealer.
Hell yeah, you do. Now, I know that if you win the lottery at a store, the store gets something too, right? Okay, so the store gets something, but you're going to give them
you win a
give
big enough
piece.
Lottery, they get a piece on the local news.
If I hit the Powerball, I don't know. I'd be just giving away money. I am not to be, it's hard to say no in the first place. I'd be giving away. But if I hit on a scratch off, yeah, you know Jay's getting a cut. He's going to get something. He's going to get a taste of something. He'll wet his beak. 216-474-0092. I got to throw this in here. This isn't just a throw-in. This is a big deal. Because I want to ask Mary Kay this question coming up at 8:22. How good does Myles Garrett have to be to pay off the $40 million this year? Because if we're just, are we all good, first off, are we all good that this is all about money?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's good that it's all about money, then I want to hear Jim Schwartz on how he feels about Myles Garrett skipping the voluntary OTAs.
I mean, this is a voluntary portion. We know Myles works hard no matter where he is, no matter what time the season is. So, you know, he's a veteran player that's proven himself in this league. We have a lot of guys out here who are trying to reach that level. You know, they're working hard every day to do that.
All right, now here's Jim Schwartz on Myles Garrett needing to play like a $40 million man.
I really think Myles is going to have the best season of his career. Has to, right? I've told him before, what's that Spider-Man quote? With great power comes great responsibility, right? With the big contract, with the notoriety that came along with that, and the process that took to get him to that point. I mean, there's always pressure in this league, but probably a little bit more so.
He does not say leadership, and I don't expect it out of him. We had this conversation 2 weeks ago. Or last week, I believe it was. What number does he have to hit as far as sacks to be worth $40 million to you? That's what he's paid for. He's paid to sack the quarterback.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, are there incentives with his contract? Because most of it's guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
So does it even matter?
$123 million guaranteed.
Yeah, does it even matter if he wins Defensive Player of the Year? Does he get more money for that? I don't know.
He's already a Hall of Famer.
But,
so.
Right. He's already that. So at this point, I just assume if he plays a full year, if he plays most, at least 15 games of the 17, I feel like it's almost impossible for him not to be top five Defensive Player of the Year candidates anyway.
So is there a number of sacks that he has to get for you to say that he's worth $40 million?
No, you know what? It's not the sacks.
I think
just
there's
because,
actually a sack number.
Well, the reason I say that is just a few years ago, he got like one sack over the last eight games of the year, and then he won Defensive Player of the Year. So obviously they didn't think.
But it was altogether his amount of sacks. I don't care about, I mean, if he goes out and he gets 16, well, I do care, but if he goes out and he gets 16 sacks and then gets nothing for the last eight games of the year, I go, boy, what the hell were the teams doing the last eight games of the year?
Forgive me. I honestly thought, like how we don't care about batting average anymore in baseball, I thought we really didn't care about sacks anymore in the NFL. I thought it was actual pressure.
Quarterback pressure.
Yeah, quarterback pressure. I thought that was like what every team was using. Because they're just assuming sacks are kind of luck.
Well, he can't.
But rushing,
I don't think sacks are luck.
But actually getting pressure on the quarterback is not luck. You are... you are actually impacting the play, whether or not you sack the quarterback.
He could throw an interception because of the pressure that Myles Garrett puts on him, and that's part of the equation. But I do think that guys get paid.
Ending the play, yeah.
Guys get paid based on how many sacks they get. I mean, you can buzz the tower all you want, but are you actually going to sack the quarterback? I think that's what the pay is on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.